I can't begin to tell you the number of times I have heard people whine and complain about why God has or hasn't done this or that. They see a poor beggar on the roadside and ask, why doesn't God do something for that poor guy? Or a newscast shows some poor, starving refugee children in a far-off country, and someone quips, if there was a God, why doesn't he help them? I just want to call back to them, because you haven't gone. The reality is that though God can and does move sovereignly at times without human intervention, the normal way he moves is through common people like you and me. Especially Christians have the responsibility to be God's hands and feet here on earth. It is up to us to answer the call to help those in need or to go to foreign lands to minister in his name. The late Christian musician Keith Green once wrote these words, Jesus commands us to go. It should be the exception if we stay. It's no wonder we're moving so slow. When his children refuse to obey, feeling so called to stay. Matthew chapter 25. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Truly, I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Just think what God could do if each of us gave ourselves totally to him.